Good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to finish off the Shar Sheni today. Then we're going to do a little bit of skipping in Meretz Hashem. So we're picking up on page Nun Aleph. Paragraph Lamed Gimel. Actually, we finished off Lamed Gimel. We'll start Lamed Dalet. To remember again, to reorient ourselves, the Shai Tshuva that Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining the Mishnah of Hillel. Of im ein ani li mili hukisha ani laatzmi ma'ani ve'im lo achshav emasain. It's that last phrase that the Shai Tshuva is paying particular attention to. Im lo achshav emasain. If not now, when? If not now, when? So remember again that Rabbeinu Yonah was giving multiple different interpretations of this one particular phrase. So remember again, we left off actually in paragraph Lamed Gimel, which was the eighth. Number nine, Hatashias, the ninth and final interpretation of this phrase, and it's actually quite amazing. Bimeha Zikna, because again, remember, the way the Shai Tshuva has been interpreting this in both 7, 8, and now in 9, is Imlo Achshav, if I don't go ahead and do tshuva, identify my shortcomings, rectify my shortcomings when I'm young. And instead, you know, we'll say, you know, what's the definition of young? What's the definition of young? Right, 45. The definition of young ultimately is today. You know, the Ger Rebbe has a very beautiful interpretation on this. He actually quotes it on the Mishnah of Elisha ben Avuya. So Elisha ben Avuya says, "Halomi yelad lemahu dome." If one learns as a child, to what could he be compared? I believe Lashon is like dio al niyar chadash, ink on a brand new piece of parchment. And alomi zakin l'mahu domeh, if one learns when he's old, to what could he be compared? The dio hakasov al niyar mochuk, if you write ink on erased parchment. So the idea is that the metaphor seems to be that as a child you're a tabula rasa, right? You're that blank slate. You're that blank piece of parchment. And remember again, when you have brand new parchment, the ink sinks in. It settles well, and it's clear because the background is clear. Mashenkin, you get a little bit older, and what happens? You write on your parchment, you erase your parchment, you scratch the parchment, you shave off the parchment, you do a whole bunch of stuff. When you write, the writing is there, but it's not the same. So the Ger Rebbe says, it's such a beautiful idea, as long as you learn it when you're young. But what happens if you're not learning this when you're young? What happens, I'm a little bit older, and I'm seeing this Mishnah of Elisha ben Avuya, seems a bit sad, a bit depressing. To which the Sfas Ger Rebbe says something so beautiful. He explains, we often look at life as a continuum. And every day is part of that continuum. He said, instead, the way to live life is that every single day, every single unit of life is a lifetime onto its own. So, for example, we woke up this morning, Mazel Tov. It's like a birth. So right about now, we're learning to walk. And in a couple of hours from now, you reach Bar Mitzvah. And by the time you get to lunchtime, Mazel Tov, it's time for the Chasana. And then a couple of hours later, you're in your 30s and 40s. And then by the time you go ahead and you get the Tzeis HaKochav and you get to nightfall, you're 120. Hope you had a successful day. If you look at every single day of life as just an entire lifetime, not just a unit in a continuum of life, but today, I live an entire lifetime. I wake up in the morning, I'm reborn, and I'm going not just to physiologically or biologically age, but spiritually age over the course of the day. And how am I going to live out this unit of lifetime? I love this sasanas because what it does, I will say, is that even if a person is not young in years, each and every one of us are young in days. Because every single day you start out, it's a brand new opportunity just to simply begin again. The reason I'm sharing this with you is because you could apply that to all of these statements of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So for example, he says the following, let's finish this up. Hatashias. So the ninth and final understanding of Imlo Achshav Emasai, Bimei HaZikna. Don't wait until I get old. Behead their koach hargashos. So as I remember, in the Shara Shminis, so ultimately said, if I wait to do tshuva, not in the Shara Shminis, but in the Shminis, in the eighth interpretation, if I wait to do tshuva until I get old, the problem is, although it's tshuva, it's not the same type of tshuva. Why? Because the desires do not burn as intensely. So to go ahead and not commit the act of immorality when I'm 90 years old, I get a shkoyach for that, there's no question. But at the end of the day, not like if I would have avoided that taiva when I was 90. See, here in the ninth part, he says something a little bit different. He says, when a person is old, behead their koach hargoshos, life passion is not the same. Most people don't have the same passion when they're 90 as they did when they were younger. So what's the chap? Einenu otzer koach lechadesh mesilos bilavavo. Person, I'll just translate it, then we'll explain it. A person doesn't gather that strength to blaze new trails in their heart, and to go ahead and in my mind to figure out strategies to fight against my Yetzirah, to find new milas, to find ultimately new understandings, new vistas, new approaches to my midos, and to find the strength to plow away and to plug away and to work hard in Torah and different types of positive actions. So we'll say, what is Rabbeinu Yonah saying? This is amazing. The Rabbeinu Yonah saying is part of tshuva is stopping to sin. That's part of tshuva. But to be honest, that's, I don't want to call it the smaller part of tshuva, because stopping to sin as part of tshuva certainly is a big thing. But what's the major chap in tshuva? The major chap is, I take all of those energies that I used to sin, and I channel them into positive, dynamic, cathartic life activity. That's the whole chap. The great part about sin is what? What's the great part about sin? Be careful how you answer this one. Right? The great part about sin is what chet teaches me is that I have a deep reservoir of passionate energy. Right? Listen, it's an interesting, sometimes we commit an avera, and if you take a step back and you say for a second, you know what? Like, wow, I did that with such zrizos. Like, I did that with such excitement, with such zeal. Suddenly I wasn't too tired, right? Suddenly, again, there wasn't a million different things to do. It's amazing how when I needed to get that done, right? When I needed to commit that avera, I did it. So I will say, if used the right way, that is an incredible wake-up call to the incredible koach I possess. The goal of tshuva is not simply the stoppage of sin. It's not to shut it down. The goal of tshuva is what? Is to take that energy and to rechannel it and to repurpose it into something positive. It's like we'll have like the same thing with our children, right? So if I see my child has a lot of energy, and they're getting themselves into trouble, so the goal is not to medicate them so they have no energy. I mean, sometimes you have to. I'm not talking about in a situation where that's required. I'm talking about, but the goal is not to sap them of their energy. The goal is to redirect that energy. So if it's true with our children, it's true with us as well. That's tshuva. That's tshuva. Take the energy that went towards chet and figure out a way to repurpose it and rechannel it towards something positive. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, here's the problem. That only works when you're young. When you have that energy. When you're young, you have that ability to take that energy, rechannel it, and repurpose it. The problem is that when you're older, sometimes that passion is not there, the energy is not there, and although then I could find the koach to stop sinning, I lose out on the opportunity to rechannel and repurpose. And he says, Kimo Shene'emar, Uzechor es borecha, bimei b'churosecha. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles, remember your Creator when you are young. Ad asher lo yavo'u yimei hara, before the bad days come, the bad days that he refers to are old age, v'igiu shanim asher tomar ein li bohem chepetz, and before the years that come when you say, I have no desire for anything anymore. So says Shlomo HaMelech something amazing. Make sure to do tshuva when you're young. Using the Sfas Emes, when are you young?
Every day.
Right? Every day. Now again, but be careful, that's only for a couple of more hours that we're young. Right? Come around lunchtime, the pendulum swings the other way. And comes Mincha Gidola, you're already getting into your 40s. And comes, you know, Mincha Ma'ariv time, you're already in your 90s, you know, 80s, 90s. And comes Seis, you know, Baruch Dynamis, another day has gone by. And, you know, you have to make sure. So again, the idea is we have the ability to actualize these principles and these ideas every single day. But remember, again, they have to be capitalized on when we're young. Because the older we get, so we'll say, The older we get, not only is change more difficult the older we get, but the ability to rechannel and repurpose that dynamic energy and use it for something positive is also more complicated the older we get. It's more complicated because as we get older, it's often the less energy and less resources, personal, emotional resources, that are available for us. Alkein, ro'i la'adam la'achish miflat nafsho, the nafsho, therefore a person should contemplate the best way to ultimately save his soul. Ukeinyan shamar David alav shalom chashti velo hismamati v'shmar mitzosecha. And that's why David HaMelech says unto them so beautiful. Chashti, I was vigilant. I was vigilant. I was aware. Velo hismamati, I never delayed in keeping your mitzos. David HaMelech says that the greatest accomplishment I had is that I did what I needed to do when I needed to do it, and at the end of the day, I did not delay. Halavai, you should be zocha, and Meretz Hashem to do the same. All right, so we'll stop over here. We're actually going to skip, we'll start tomorrow, but we're going to skip the Shar Shlishi. We're picking up with the Shar Vii, which is on page Kuf Mem in this edition. We're going to go a little bit out of order, so we're going to start that new tomorrow, Meretz Hashem. Shkoyach.